everyone, and welcome back to the Weekly Awakening. It's your host, Colleen. I hope everyone had a fabulous week. Enjoy this beautiful weather if you're on the East Coast or outside of the Philadelphia area. It was beautiful yesterday, a little bit chillier today, but we are ready. We are getting there. I know I am so ready to just be basking out in the sun. I went to Valley Forge, which is a place I like to go meditate, and I sat there and I meditated. There's this one monument near there, but I don't know what monument it is. I don't know the history of that part, but what I do know is it's overlooking this huge open field, and you can see the little Valley Forge mountain, and there's always these amazing hawks, and I just go there. I listen to some chants or whatever I, you know, guided meditation, sometimes just earth or listening to the sounds around me, but I always find these hawks, and I feel like, I don't know, I just feel so connected when I'm there. So I definitely took advantage of that. I hope you guys did as well. I want to give a shout out and say hello to my nephew, Tim. Tim, he is down outside New Orleans in Diamond Head, Mississippi. He's 8 years old. He is a Cancer son. And he is so funny. I just want to say I was FaceTiming with him a couple weeks ago, and I said, hey, you need to start supporting your Aunt Colleen's YouTube channel and start commenting and doing whatever. So last week he commented, he wrote fake on this video and some other funny things. And it really made me laugh, and I enjoyed it because our family is deep rooted in sarcasm. So I was like, okay, he got that genetic, you know, that gene, that sarcasm gene. You know, he's 8 years old and he's trolling his Aunt Colleen, which is kind of genius what I asked him not to, but he's super funny. So shout out to my nephew Tim and my niece Alex. They're down there and we are gonna see them soon. We haven't seen them in 18 months. I cannot wait. You know, families are reuniting right now, and that is a beautiful, beautiful thing. So are you guys ready for my announcement? I think I'm ready to say it now that I'm getting mostly everything finished up. Some final things are ready, but I'm changing the podcast name. So that is what I've been holding back for the last couple weeks, and changing the entire format of the podcast. It will no longer be called, so I'm letting you guys know this now. I mean, I haven't officially changed it, so hopefully the you know, on my machine, you know, in the computer, in the web world of podcasts, my title is okay. I've looked it up. It should be fine, but it's going to be called the Weekly Awakening Podcast, which you guys are listening to on here. I talked a little bit about my journey last week with the Hair Healer Podcast turning this, but the Weekly Awakening has been taking off and has been amazing. So thank you for everyone who's supporting that, as well as I think it gives a better title because I'm not just having my clients anymore. And sometimes people get confused with the Hair Healer Podcast. So I will still be doing interviews as well, separate from the Weekly Awakening, but the interviews are going to be shorter and they're going to be more focused on people's spiritual awakenings, as well as rock bottoms and various stories of that. So I'm really excited. That is a change. Thank you everyone who has rode around with me. I was just thinking this time 2 years ago, wow, I was just writing this all out, right? I was just writing the ideas of the podcast and seeing where it was going to go. And I was reflecting on that today because I've been having, and I've shared on this the last couple weeks, just really reflections on the resistance, right? Or am I just creating the resistance because I'm not getting what I want fast enough, you know? And it's on the universe's time. But today I was just feeling, oh my God, I just feel so, why is there resistance? Yet, you know, looking back from 2 years ago, there's not resistance. There's like amazing, great, you know, there's amazing change and lots of things that happen. So let's jump into this week's weekly astrology forecast. I think it's perfect I just announced that because this week, starting yesterday, the day before, I got a double check. We have Venus squaring Pluto, which is very, you know, death, right? Birth, rebirth and death of something, especially Venus related. What is that? You know, love, creative endeavors like this, friendships, you know, our pleasures in life. And so, you know, this has been a big creative project for me, and this has been my passion. And, you know, I'm announcing and really have been getting the final touches while Venus is squared Pluto right now. So as we're having a podcast death and rebirth into something new, which is, you know, just remember, with every death, something beautiful blooms from that. So that's always what you can look forward to. You know, not talking about physical death of a person, but just death in general. You know, death of what, you know, you guys know what I'm talking about. I don't need to get into it. But I can tell you, I've been kind of emotional this week with just feelings of let's talk about romance, right? Or things getting brought up, like deep-seated old stuff. You know, I often feel like inner child Colleen has been triggered a lot this week. Inner child Colleen with Pluto has brought out things in her that she needed to to see and to let go of and to grow. And it's so hard because relationships, connections, lovers, whatever you call it, get us at an intimate level, and they oftentimes trigger our inner child. And that's why relationships make us see the work that we need to do. It's a beautiful and horrible thing at the same time, right? Usually our friendships, our family can often trigger us in the ways that romantic partnerships can. And we need that, you know, we need to be triggered to bring these things out so we can see where we can grow. And that, I think, is, you know, with this transit, I think there is a lot of death and rebirth in that, and letting go of your ideas. You know, if you're not in a relationship, letting go of your ideas of how, what that relationship needs to look like for you, or what does that partner need to look like for you, you know, just trusting and letting go of all that. If you are in a relationship, you know, this can bring, yeah, a little bit of struggles, but look at it as like, okay, like we're ending this chapter, we're ending this sort of personality people that we are at this, you know, at this moment, we're having a rebirth into something new. So again, that's, you know, it can be tense and it can be exciting. Today during the day, I was like, oh my God, I'm not talking to anyone ever again. I'm not doing this. I don't trust anyone. It's interesting again, because it was sort of these deep, very Pluto-esque, like, emotions around love. And I was like, I just want to be alone forever. And I blah, 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 you know, just crazy stuff. So, you know, we're fighting the emotions, but be open. And remember, whatever you're having a death and rebirth in, just trust that. And it's going to be okay. And learn to nurture and love your inner child, because it's there. It is first center when it comes to emotional things. Until you learn how to, this will tie into my weekly awakening, until you learn to control her or they or them or, you know, whoever you are, what's in there. It runs front and center usually a lot of times when it comes to higher emotional things. So remember that. Okay, later in the week, this is a big Venus week. I talked about a few weeks ago. We have Venus conjunct Uranus, which is, you know, when things are conjunct, that's usually a good thing. It's like the two blends of the energies of the planets in a positive way. So we have Venus, okay, it'll be moving apart from that Pluto, and then conjunct Uranus, but then they are going to square Saturn. So again, it's going to be, you know, up and down and some fluations, but florations. I just made up that word. I totally just made up the word. I think it was a mix of Florida and fluctuations. So fluctuations is what I meant to say. Venus conjunct Uranus, there's going to be almost like, so, you know, again, to go in the other ways, the rebirth could then happen, right? Not that I'm saying it's probably too healthy if you went from a death, a relationship to a rebirth of a brand new one, but within a week, but, you know, I have done that. But what I will say is, you know, sort of like, again, an out of the blue awakening or a realization. Sometimes with Uranus and the dynamic, it brings these sort of like shocking revelations, you know, like where you're just sort of walking and all of a sudden in the street, you just stop because, oh my God, this all makes sense. This all makes sense. So that can happen with this, you know, and also there might be some feelings, and I know I've been feeling it this week a little bit, some deep feelings of wanting to bring big, great change, right? Very Venus, whether again, your relationship, your work, your friendship, but also I'm feeling a lot of changes just in your life, right? Wanting to just revamp, like, hey, I'm going to get up and move to Florida, which is actually kind of what I felt all week. I don't know why, but like, I need this huge scene, this huge change, and I'm going to bring it. I'm going to take it because it's going to make me kind of feel better. One way, yes, sometimes we do need that change and we can follow our intuition, but remember, because sometimes I will fantasize about that because I want to run away from something. This is something I learned in a 12-step fellowship. You always take you with you. So that's number one. No matter what you do, you know, you could run across the state to try to escape something. But if it's still so involved into your own deep personal work that you need done, you're still taking you with you, baby. So remember that. But find a way that you can transform or bring big, great change, and hold on when you have these sort of awareness thoughts or these sort of shocking revelations about your love life or something that you're creating. Again, maybe a big change, you're working and you're creating something and all of a sudden it's like, whoa, I need to make this big, big change, you know, or we could have another big change come out of nowhere. But with Venus there, it's usually going to be of a benefit, a very good, hopefully can be a good change. And also, with that, you know, squared Saturn, Saturn, Where have you been, old grandfather Saturn? With Saturn, okay, in the mix, right, bringing karma, both good and bad. So sometimes it can be like great rewards in those things with that, you know, again, shocking out of the blue with Saturn, like rewards and benefits. Or it can be shocking, shocking karma in the other direction, right? Saturn brings the lessons that we don't like to feel. I often say he's like the old grilly grandfather, you know, that, you know, is proud of you and gives you big benefits when you do well and you stick out the hard race, and comes down and brings you great lessons. So there just might be some, a little bit of restrictions, or even in your own personal life, like wanting to go this way. This is kind of how I felt today, yet restricting everything. Going, Saturn restricts and pulls. So it's going to be a tense Venus week. A lot of changing, a lot of changes are happening for Venus right now. Beautiful changes in all Venusian things, again, which are beauty, friendship, love, grace, you know, those are all big, big changes. So let's jump into my weekly awakening. And it kind of ties into my inner child. Again, with this Venus, right? And the moon was in Cancer, and just bringing out a lot of deep-seated inner child work. And I like to say I have my inner child Colleen, and then I have CEO Colleen. And as my years have gone on, and my therapy and my working, and what I've done to sort of heal or integrate those parts with me, or like sort of gain control over her, I gain control over her much faster than I used to in the past, or I recognize when she's running the show much faster. But even now, this last week, I'm so in tune with the way she creates these fantasy worlds, right? The way that my inner child, that's what I did, a big part of my life when I was younger. I grew up in this golf course, you know, in the country with no one, and I enjoyed my alone time. So I would spend days and years creating these sort of like fantasy worlds and future worlds, and I would see other worlds. And so sometimes that's like her favorite drug of choice. And I'll meet people, or I'll connect with people, and then I run the fantasy. Then I run the fantasy road, we'll say that. And searching for these deep longing connections again, and friendships, and this way, and relationships, romantic. And oftentimes, because she's running it, it doesn't always end up healthy or happy or anything. So now I find myself in this battle between, like, I almost feel, again, like the two people, like her, like almost schizophrenic, or Sybil. Remember that the movie and the people with multiple personalities? All of a sudden she's running the show, and she's taking over, and she's feeling this, and she's acting out this way, and she's doing that. And then CEO Colleen like grabs her and takes her back in. I'm like, okay, now we got to clean up a little bit of that damage and figure out where that's coming from, and healing and working. And we do it. And a lot of times too, and I spent that today at Valley Forge Park, part of integrating your inner child and being there is to be that support that wasn't there when you were younger. So oftentimes when you're feeling, you know, today I was feeling these deep-seated of like sort of rejection, of feeling like I'm going to always be alone, of wanting to be alone, of scared to trust people, you know. And so I just sat there and I worked on releasing it. And I just at one point just kept saying, I release, I release, I release, you know, little things like that. It's to change our mind. I release, I release, I release, you know. And then I sat with her in my mind, and I closed my eyes, and I hugged her, and I told her all the things that she needed to hear, that I knew she needed to hear. Because we know, right, when we can look back to our inner child, we know at those points what we needed to hear when we were younger. And we still, our inner child in us needs to hear it now, and needs to hear it to this day. And when you can visualize, and you can go into that meditative state, you know, you can consciously, you know, your energies, you're combining them, you're letting them know, because those are fragmented parts in us, you know. And again, I don't know why it is the Venus that brings out this. Actually, maybe I do, because Venus is in Cancer, right? The moon sign, and I have moon in the first house. So oftentimes Venus transits really just run her wild. That was my biggest struggle, have been relationships my entire life. To explain my chart a little bit, and we'll finish it out on this, and a little bit more about me for those who are listening. I had a One thing I will say, I had a great life. I really did. I had a lot of beautiful things happen. We all have good and bad and ugly. And so I'm grateful. And the truth is, I would, all the shit that messed me up, you could put everyone's shit that messed them up in sort of like a little bag or whatever. And I would always pull out my own. I could tell you that. And my parents were wonderful, but no parent is perfect. And, oh my God, I totally forgot what I was going with about my my childhood. Okay, that's what I was talking about. My parents had me in their 40s, and I was 7 when they divorced, maybe 6, but that part wasn't too bad because they lived across the street from each other. I grew up on a golf course my grandpa built, and so my mom moved across the street onto the house on the golf course, and my dad stayed across the street, the house that they had built. And so we didn't have that drama, and that's one of the reasons I'm actually really good at doing like this sort of nonchalant family. If you knew like my ex-husband, my kid's father, my ex-husband, we would all do vacations, things like that together. I know how to do the blended family really well. I just don't know how to do the normal, healthy people stick it out, because that's just not what I saw. And when they divorced, my dad was married a few times in a short span, and then he was with my stepmom at the end, you know, hey, Lynn, love her, until the very end, till he passed away. And my mom had, not at first, but she had boyfriends, and they never worked out. And at the golf course, there was a bar, so I always saw people not work out. And so I was obsessed with, like, relationships, and I became obsessed, and it was just this cycle, right, from the time I was 16 of, like, searching for this love and trying to figure out what makes love work, what makes love tick, what makes love a longevity love, what makes that? And I don't know if I share this on here. I'm sure I have. The original part of this podcast was just going to be about love and my clients, because since I started doing hair, I became obsessed. Like, if clients were in a long-term relationship or marriage, I wanted to know how, why, the ins and outs, how did they make it work? If they weren't, I wanted to know what was it. And so I have Saturn in my house of romance, my fifth house of children, but it is well-placed. It's in Capricorn, so I'm sure my love and my romance will come later, because that's what happens with Saturn. Things come greater and later. And then in my marriage house, I have Mars in the first degree in Pisces. So right there, right? We look for Saturn or Mars to look where most of our struggles are for the most part, or our lessons that we're here to learn and master. And the first 30 years of my life, that was the constant. Again, I was searching for that love, and it led me in all the wrong directions. Relationship, relationship, relationship. And then my Saturn return hit. You guys know the story. My ex-husband, blah, blah, blah. Here I am now, finally, like, okay, spent a year alone mastering these things. And we all have those complications. So with Venus, you know, again, my inner child is so tied to relationships and to love and wanting to see something like that play out or work out in my life. But I've also accepted that I'm okay if it doesn't happen, or I'll try not to be, you know, I don't want a million relationships, but I'm going now in my life with just sort of being unexpected of things or the way things are going to turn out. Because the truth is, we all have problems. We all have the struggles that we're here to learn. You know, what are we here to learn? What are we here to grow? What are we here generationally to do? And that's my biggest struggle. If my internal lifelong struggle is evolved around relationships. Now, again, it won't always be forever. If you become conscious of your patterns, of your history, of your family dynamics, you can grow beyond that. But that is definitely something that will be a constant thing in my life, you know, to be working until I master it. If that's the plan, what if it's not, right? Then I guess it's my kids. This one time I had, now looking back, he did numerology, but I guess he was a psychic through numerology. I was maybe 19. It was in Pittsburgh. I wish I still had, it was recorded. He recorded it on like this tape, this cassette, which is funny because we were still using mixed CDs back then. So I don't know why he used a tape cassette, but nevertheless, what I remember from this reading is he said to me, because it was so true, he said, you want a white house, picket fence, dog, this family, right? Which is what I was striving and searching for because I never had it or saw it. He said, but you're never going to have it. And you're just going to move. He literally says you're going to move from relationship to relationship, which I'm laughing now because that was my story and that was my history. But I'm really trying to change that now from that. So, you know, Venus. Venus is going to bring out that inner child because Venus involves love. So remember that. Get a hold of your inner child and figure out what makes her happy, what makes her, or he or they, you know, whatever pronoun you use, what makes that energy source happy, safe, loved, you know? What love are you missing in yourself? Ask yourself that. Oftentimes, you know, it's the love we're searching for in other people is really just a love that we need to find in ourselves for ourselves, you know, but we're seeking it in other people to make us feel a certain way that we need to learn. Just like a baby learns how to self-soothe, you know, we have to learn how to self-love. And that I can tell you is the truth. So yeah, great episode. I hope everyone has a fabulous week. I hope everyone, you know, and so whatever, this is what we'll use. Use this mantra today. Whatever you need it for, I release. Whatever emotions come up, you know, Venus can also, in Pluto can bring up sort of like our bodies, right? And what we don't like and our aesthetic and things like that. So if you're having those feelings of, oh, I'm not skinny enough, I'm not pretty enough, my clothes, blah, 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 say I release. You know, if you have a feeling like you're never going to find love, say I release. If you have a feeling you're not going to find happiness, say I release. You know, if you're working with your inner child, release for them. But use that as a mantra. Whatever you need today, I release. I release. This, please free this from me, whatever it is, I release. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. I hope everyone has a fabulous day. Thank you for listening. Next week, I hope to have everything up and set. Pray and, you know, send some good vibes that it all goes well. And next week, we should be launched on the internet as officially the Weekly Awakening podcast. I cannot believe it. I'm definitely scared to have that little bit of shift of identity and change, but I trust the path. I trust the way that this has evolved. Currently, and honestly, everything feels right with it. So right now, my email address for the podcast is still thehairhealerpodcast@yahoo.com, but that will change. Follow me on Instagram at thehairhealer1111, on TikTok for daily astrology videos. That's just at thehealer1111. I hope everyone has a beautiful week and awakens something inside themselves. Remember, trust the journey no matter how it looks. Thank you.